Unit 10. Reading Passage. Friends are among the most important people in our lives. They provide companionship, a sense of belonging, and a sympathetic ear. As we work, study, and travel abroad, and even as we remain at home, we can also form friendships with people from other cultures. However, bridging cultural differences is sometimes hard. Along with linguistic and historical issues, there are differences in body language, conflict management styles, and more. Shared backgrounds and value systems make it easier to befriend people from our home countries. Yet, because these elements can't be taken for granted with people from other cultures, making friends with them can be challenging. Learning to accept the differences that arise is easier said than done. According to anthropologists Kevin Avrick and Peter W. Black, people tend to view things they don't understand as wrong or strange. Compounding the problem are stereotypes, which are typically far from the truth. For instance, one stereotype about Americans is that they're all outgoing, whereas many are actually quite introverted. So, we should start by recognizing the stereotypes that we have, after which we can take steps to overcome them. In doing so, having an open mind is paramount. If you say to a Parisian, "I know all French people are romantic," you might wind up insulting the person. It's better, then, to listen to your new friend talk about his or her life. Naturally, he or she will also be curious about your background. Have respect for the differences that will inevitably arise. If you're interested in the sari worn by an Indian friend, tell her something about traditional clothing from your country. When in doubt, don't be afraid to ask questions. Over time, you will become accustomed to your friend's style of dress, body language, and speech patterns, and vice versa. Studying abroad, or making friends with international students in your home country, is an excellent way to broaden your horizons. Every year, millions of people travel overseas for long or short courses of study. A local friend can guide you through the new culture while helping facilitate your social adjustment. Studies have even found that integrating with a host culture can lead to lower stress levels and improved academic performance. Many universities have programs which help international students acclimatize. For instance, at Tennessee State University in the USA, the Multicultural Friendship Society brings together American and international students. Once a month, they meet on campus for casual discussions. Once a year, the group puts on a multicultural spring celebration, an event attracting 300 to 400 people. Cross-cultural friendships are also important in countries which are home to multiple races. Though people from different cultural backgrounds may live in the same city, stereotyping and racism still occur. To help overcome such issues, communities have youth programs which encourage dialogue while celebrating diversity. For example, in Australia, the Center for Multicultural Youth runs programs that bring together young people from diverse backgrounds. In programs like these, young people learn to respect one another's points of view. Simply spending time together helps participants see their new friends for the interesting and unique individuals that they are. Efforts like these can have lasting benefits. Just getting to know one person from a different background broadens our worldview. Indeed, though the world is becoming increasingly connected, that doesn't mean all cultures are blending into one. By forming a multicultural friendship, we form a multicultural perspective. And that serves us well all through life, whether we're at work or school, online or offline, or at home or abroad.